Welcome back.
Welcome back. Episode 19.
Another day.
Another vault.
Hey, you want to pull that up so we can read comments?
Yeah.
Because, hey, guess what? We're live. We're officially live. And, you know, where it's not, you know, we decided to do another live episode for everybody. Because, you know what? We can. We can be.
Back episode 19.
We got one viewer and it's us.
No, my mom's watching.
Hey, hi, Lisa. Thank you for tuning in. Two? Who's the second? Oh, the second's probably us.
It can't be. Probably.
We got one viewer in it.
Watching.
Hey, hi, Lisa.
You can really hear ourselves.
Thank you for tuning in.
You might want
to. Two?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, there we go. Oh, look. Perfect. That's perfect. Comments and everything right there on the side.
We're getting things set up. We're making sure All right, we're going to go straight. We got just kind of interact with you guys this episode. But first, we got to give a fact and a joke.
Of course, like always.
So, the fact of the day. If you drive south, if you leave Detroit and head south, you'll go into Canada.
That's odd. How?
So, the way it's shaped, I didn't look at a map, but if you're in Windsor, Ontario, Canada, and cross the Detroit River, you'll be in the good old US of A, baby.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I saw.
Huh.
That's pretty cool, though. You don't think, oh, Detroit South, I'm going to be in Mexico. I'm probably going to be in Missouri. No, you're going
to
be in Canada.
Detroit South, straight to Mexico.
Yeah,
you heard it. You heard it first from the vault.
Mm-hmm. Yep, you just bypass the whole United States. Straight
to right over.
There's a little tunnel. Go right under everything.
It's an underground tunnel.
Yep.
All right, here's the joke. Never mind. Continue. Here's the joke. What do you call a hippie's wife?
I don't know. What?
A Mississippi. Yeah, we're dad jokes for days here.
Yeah, that's funny. It's funny, isn't it? How many people do we have tuning in?
Looks like five.
Five? That's four. Can't see. That's unfortunate.
It'll be all right.
If you're in, you know what? We want to see you say hi.
Yeah, say
Everyone
hi.
Everyone that's in, say hi right now. Besides my mom, because I can tell she's in. Nobody? Okay, well, while people are saying hi, I'm going to get this thing because we got a couple science experiments to try.
Yes, as requested by two of our viewers. Oh, Jeremy says Tina. Liz said bye. Okay.
Bye, Liz.
Bye, Liz.
Chee!
Chee! And there she is.
All right, so the first one is, good thing we searched this because you're not supposed to drink it.
Yeah, we probably would have killed us.
It's if you mix Red Bull and milk together, I'm not going to tell you what it does. I'm just going to hope it does it.
So yeah,
you
want to pour the milk? Yep, I'll pour the milk.
I'll pour the Red Bull.
In the experiment, it showed Red Bull first. So, like, pour half in here. Cause
there's a little delay, Jeremy says. Well, that's not good.
There's always a delay.
Oh. That looks
that's
like
probably
enough.
Good.
We're going to see what happens here.
Probably half and half it.
Okay, that's probably
pretty
good.
That's good.
So, it doesn't look like it's doing it yet. That looks really gross. Is it doing it?
No, not yet.
But apparently...
apparently it's supposed to separate.
And, like, solidify?
And bring all the milk fat to the top.
Yeah, and you're not supposed to drink it. I don't know if this is going to kill us, so... $3 to drink it all. Yeah, that's a negative. Mm-mm. No, ma'am.
No.
Not going to happen. I don't want to die. Not on live anyways. $3.50. Oh, we got an auction going.
$3.50. No?
No, you're bad at that.
No, I'm awful. God, this sounds like me trying to talk on a daily.
Okay, you can probably just put it down. We'll come back to it in a little
bit. Yeah, we'll bring it back.
All right, the next is... Where's our cups? They're over here. So, apparently... For those people that like Baja Blast, you want to move your other drink?
Oh, Tree Fitty.
for people that like Baja Blast, apparently it's Mountain Dew and Blue Powerade, but we're going to try it. But I'm thinking it's not Blue Powerade because Blue Powerade's a Coke product and Mountain Dew is a Pepsi product, so we got Gatorade.
Yeah, for sure.
We got both colors of Gatorade to make sure. All right.
You're going to do half and half?
Yeah. I'm going to pour this. Okay. I'll pour yours, too. No, but you pour two in there, so we both got to see which if it's the blue, light blue, or...
Yeah.
You ding dong.
I did this the wrong way.
Science experiments. Six watchers, dang son. Yeah, I know. Famous.
Yeah.
Well, hey, guys, what can I say? We're famous.
I'm thinking it's going to be the light blue.
What are you thinking, dark blue?
I'm thinking dark blue.
Oh, that's a Baja Blast color right there. If I've ever seen it.
I don't know. I think it's a little light. It's a little too green.
You're a little too green. I think it's the more you add.
Now that's closer to the color.
That's a good color. That's too dark.
I don't know. That looks about right.
I think it's in between, honestly.
Yeah. Of course, you got to get your ratios right.
Mind blown. Hey, yellow and blue do make green. Science experiments.
Now that's close. That's it.
All right.
Well, that's a mixture right
one
there.
One of those is yours. Okay. And this one's mine. Which one are we trying first? We'll try this first.
We'll try the dark one.
That's pretty close. Wow. That's pretty close. Grandma Betty is watching.
Yeah, I saw that.
Shout out Grandma Betty. That's pretty close. That's good. That's close. Let's try this one.
Bill Nye would be rolling over in his grave seeing this stuff. That's not what he said exactly. But I'm saying stuff because my grandma's watching.
I mean... Bill Nye started somewhere too, right? I don't know.
Right, and they probably make some drinks in the basement. Eh, definitely the first one was closer.
Yeah. This ain't bad, though.
It's okay. Ugh. No, not good. I don't like it.
I like it. You're expecting volcanoes?
Sorry to displease you. No volcanoes here.
I mean, I can start throwing stuff if you want that.
Maybe we didn't put enough Red Bull in the milk.
Yeah, it's not really doing anything. It's kind of starting to.
Is it?
Yeah, I mean, look at it.
Yeah. Add more Red Bull. Boom! I'm just kidding.
It scared me.
I scared myself too, and I knew what I was doing.
Well, the Red Bull's...
It is a lot thicker. Now.
Do we just, you know, dip the pinkies?
No, I think we're going to half it.
Huh?
Huh?
Ha. Huh? Yeah, so I was... we asked you guys for questions and comments earlier. We had one so far.
And we're not answering it.
No, I'll answer it because she asks the same one every single
every time.
Just in a different way about it. No, we're not. Never will be. He's probably thought about it. I haven't.
No, me and Liz had this conversation yesterday. I've never thought about it.
Good. I'm
glad. We were walking up the driveway.
Because if you would have said yes, I probably would have just walked out right now.
I don't see it.
I mean, you did try to catch my butterscotch out of my mouth.
I almost did.
Yeah. I kind of want to drink some more of it. That's good.
I kind of want to drink that milk.
Drink it.
Just to try it.
We'll add more milk. Should we add more milk?
No.
I don't think we can. Cardinals going to the World Series this year. No, NLCS. Calling it now.
Who do you think's going to win the World Series this year? Who's going to be in it?
That's tough.
I'm thinking the Yanks.
The Yankees are going to be good if they can
stay. And the Royals.
The Royals.
Yep.
Yeah, can't happen. They're in the same American
League.
Well,
then that's not the thing, then.
We're going to finish this question first.
And then we'll hop to the pizza toppings.
Yes.
Because that's important, too. Okay, fine. The Yankees and the Angels.
Also, the American League.
Well, get out of here. Why is the Royals in the American League?
Because, why wouldn't they be? They're in the American League Central Division.
Oh, I guess Cardinals are too, aren't they?
No, they're in the National
League. What the heck? They're in the same state.
Yeah, but they're in...
Well, that's dumb. That's stupid. I just don't understand Cardinals. Or baseball, I guess.
Yadi gets hurt early on and goes... Oh, we're talking baseball now. You can answer the pizza question real quick.
Probably pepperoni and sausage.
Fine, that sounds
like good. Half-half. Or all meat. You good for all meat?
I don't care.
That's all fine. Meat, that's fine.
Yadi gets hurt early on. I don't know.
don't know. He's getting up there in age as far
this
as...
This is definitely his last year. Sure, I'll give you that. I don't think he get... If he gets hurt, I'm not going to say it's going to be the rest. I'm going to say he's going to take...
Probably about half the season.
No, I'm gonna say...
6 weeks.
No, he's going to be... They're going to... What they'll do is they're going to... He'll be out for about 2.5, 3. It'll be the 10-day IL, which they're going to say he's going to stay there, whatever. He's going to do his... And then Kisner will do his thing. But then Yachty, there's no way. I mean, I just don't feel like. I mean, I don't know if he'll play as much just because I think they'll want him to finish the season, you know, him and Wainwright. But going back, yeah. I'm going to say. I'm just going to throw it out there. White Sox, Padres, World Series.
That's out there.
You know, everyone's like,
you know, White Sox are—they're up and coming.
Padres. The Dodgers. It's gonna be a Padres, Cardinals, NLCS, going 6 games.
Six games.
Six okay. out of seven, and then I'm gonna say Yankees, White Sox, ALCS, going 7, and then Dodgers. Oh, that's starting to look gross.
Starting to look like beer.
Dodgers get beat by the Cardinals in the NLDS.
Look at that. It's really starting to separate all the milk fats.
All right. That's what I'm saying, though. Yeah. Cardinals NLCS. I hope they win the World Series, though. I really do.
Oh, that's a gross feeling. Stick your finger in that.
I'm trying to read comments. It's like slime.
Yeah, really that's like slime. Gross.
All right. If you could have any job, money isn't a thing, college isn't a thing, just dream job. Gynecologist, you gotta take the good with the bad. You ain't wrong.
Well, that's our answer from one of our viewers.
I mean, he's not wrong.
Jay Stett. You know?
he's not wrong. That's a good answer.
That's a good answer. I'm gonna say...
Don't you dare say floor layer.
No. I do enjoy my job. I love what I do. But, definitely a professional fisherman.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's...
That's pretty good. I don't know. I would say somewhere baseball operations. You know, maybe a GM.
Okay, like a pitching coach.
President of baseball operations? No, I...
You throw batting practice.
Yeah, I take
that would be fun.
Practice. That would I would be do fun. That. That'd be fun. You can't even catch fish. You're not wrong.
Looks like buttermilk. You're also not wrong.
I don't know if it's going to taste like buttermilk.
I'm not trying it. The feeling on my finger was gross.
You can't... Ethan can't catch fish.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you outfished me the other day. I only caught 6 and you only caught 3. You way outfished me, dude.
Who caught the bigger one?
Yeah. By a whole quarter inch.
Hey.
It's still bigger, though.
Quarter inch is a quarter inch, baby.
Oh, boy. Worst habits.
Can we answer for each other and then answer for ourselves?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Ethan doesn't know English.
Those are facts.
He does not know. I don't know. Like, it's to the point that I just can comprehend what he's saying without him saying. It's like he's drunk all the time.
I walk around like that, too.
Like, he said something to me the other day. I don't know if we mentioned this, but he messaged me something the other day, and I was like, what did you say? I was like, I think I had a stroke reading what you said. And then he goes, I'll tell you about it in person. So, like, 3 days later, I'm over here, and he told me, and what he texted me and what he told me was two different things.
Yeah, I think
like,
we talked about that a little bit last episodes.
But it was awful, and it's so bad. And he's like, oh, do as, like, I want you to do, not as I say. I'm like, then don't tell me to do it the way you say this, and I can't do it. What do you think mine is?
Yeah, I don't know.
I know what mine is.
Well, I know what it is, but I'm not going to say it. You fall too fast. Anyway. He trips over the little bumps in the road. And then he goes head first. He falls too fast, what I'm saying. You didn't catch my drift.
No,
Tokyo.
You're not wrong.
Tokyo drift.
You know what else I fall into? Coffee tables.
Yeah.
another story. That's a good story.
That's a story that probably will not be heard.
If you ask it, we might tell it.
Yeah, probably.
Don't ask.
Yeah, you can ask. I don't care. I'll mention it. I would say, what do you say your worst habit is, though?
Oh. My worst habit?
Mm-hmm. That's what the question was.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what my worst habit is.
You saying you got a lot of them?
No.
That's what I took.
Maybe a few minors. I'm not Biden going up.
Oh, I think those put those up there.
These are some really good topics.
Okay. First of all, I'm gonna get to
what's your
habit.
Bad habit?
My bad habit. I'm not patient enough.
Okay, I'm pretty good with patience.
Like, it's like situational. Like,
yeah, that's fair.
I'm quick to jump to a lot of things. I'm like, all right, let's get this done, or like, let's do this.
Yeah.
But then, like, I don't have a lot of patience when it comes to like small things that I should have patience for. Like, bigger things that, like, I've thought out about, I have patience for. When, like, small things happen, I don't. sorry.
That's going to be a fun one. That last one.
I jump to conclusions. Not jump to conclusions, but I just jump to things and, like, overreact sometimes.
Okay. I mean, I'll definitely agree with you on the overreacting. I don't know. I'm kind of there, too. Situational patience is what you, that was a pretty,
yeah,
pretty good term for that one. Okay.
You own a zoo, top five animals. Lion.
I knew you were going to say that.
If I can't say all lions, lions, tigers.
Hyenas?
Seals.
Okay.
Or sea lions, whatever one. I don't really. You can toss them both there. Polar bears.
Okay.
And gorillas.
Gorillas? Okay. I'm going to say lions for sure.
Heck yeah. Number one.
Water buffalo? Well, because why not? Who doesn't want to own a water buffalo? Would you own a water buffalo if you could?
Yeah.
I mean, you can. You can literally go buy one,
yeah,
if you wanted to. Lion, water buffalo, an elephant.
Oh, I thought
good one. That's a good one,
no,
isn't it?
Oh, I thought
no.
Of a rhino. Rhinos,
ooh, rhino. That'd be another one. And tigers. Like Joe Exotic. You know?
I don't know. I feel like I'd want to own like a zoo that's like tree frog.
Okay, snakes.
No, tree frog. Clownfish. Toucan. Giraffe.
Are we doing like a tropical
nope.
zoo?
Giraffe and a shark. There you go.
Okay.
That's all there is.
Okay.
What was this one? I can't read that one. The Jeremy one.
Kiss, marry, smash. Hillary Clinton, Nancy Pelosi, Nick Nolte.
Kill myself.
How much money does Nick have?
I don't know. Probably marry him.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Marry Nick. Man, that one's... I don't know. I couldn't kiss Pelosi. Or Hillary or Nick, but... I don't know.
Well, I ain't smashing Nick.
No.
We're just going to throw that one out the window.
Yeah, just marry Nick. You ain't got to do nothing when you're married.
Yep. Kiss Nancy, smash Hillary. Just right out there. That, you just got to answer it. Get it done and over with.
Yep. I agree with you. I'm with that one.
Marry. So kiss Nancy, marry Nick, smash Hillary. Sorry
yep.
about it.
Can I smash her with a rock?
In my face.
Is that a valid answer, Jeremy?
I want more of these questions, Jeremy.
He just said OMG.
I'm sorry. I don't know what you guys' answer is now, Liz and Jeremy.
Yeah, you answer that.
And then give us more. Okay, while you guys are doing that, when was the last time you visited your grandma? Huh, Ethan?
Huh. It's been a few days. I think it was last week.
I've seen both of my grandparents in the last week.
I think it was last week when I saw her last.
Both sets of grandparents.
Went over there and saw their new car that they got. I'm not going to say what it is. Because then that just opens the door for people to go snooping.
Nice. You smart know. Man. Smart man.
This is fun. I love going live.
It's fun, yeah. I wish we had more people.
But answer questions on the fly.
Yeah, Liz, I'm going to marry a man because I don't want... Okay, that sounded... okay. I'm going to marry Nick Nolte because I guess he's the easiest to put up with out of the other out of the three.
Yeah, I can see that.
She. It's so funny because we can hear.
Yeah, it's great.
There it is.
I'm not actually going to marry a man, people.
I don't know. He might.
Never. Promise
you that. You never know.
Not,
he could have a change of heart.
Nope. 100% never happening.
I'll post about it when he does.
And you'll never see that post because it's never going to happen.
I might post on it next April on April Fool's Day.
Yep. And guess what? It'll be taken down. Community guidelines.
Is that how that works?
Yeah. No. I'm going to report it.
No, and I'm going to say, well, it's a fact. And I'm going to send to fact checkers, and they're going to be like, yep, it's a fact.
No, they're going to say, no, he's wrong. I kind of want more of these.
Can yeah, them, give us one? Them all questions right, I got are one. Good. I got okay, one. I'm I listening. Got
one. Kiss, marry, smash. Margot Robbie. Megan Fox. Jennifer Aniston.
Kill Fox. Marry Jennifer. Smash Margot.
Hey, you do not talk about Margot Robbie like that.
Well, at least I didn't kill her.
So, obviously, kill Megan Fox.
Okay, we're on the same page.
Smash Jennifer Aniston. I mean, Megan Fox is a top notch, but I like Jennifer Aniston more.
Kind of made her sound like a turd there for a second. She's a...
and marry Margot Robbie. All right, well, if you had a free plane ride anywhere in the world, where are you going?
Ireland.
Good answer.
Go visit my boy Scotty. No. Is that his name?
The fighter?
Yeah.
That's Conor McGregor.
Yeah, Conor. It's okay. Funny story. Me and Heflin.
Sorry. The Conor. Grandma Betty. Smash my sex, by the way.
Okay. Oh boy. So funny story. Me and Austin are late to this fishing tournament that we were talking about just a few minutes ago.
Oh my gosh.
Well, you know, just a line of events, bad events. You know, we show up late. Well, I pull the fuel hose off the motor. Takes a few minutes to get it started and back on. Well, the guy that's running it, his name. What's his name?
Colin.
His name's Colin. Well, I pull up and I was like, hey, is your guy's name Ricky?
And then he goes, Ricky.
And I was like, wait, wait, that's not Colin. Right.
I'm dying laughing. It's the funniest thing ever.
And they kind of looked at me. I'm like, I think it's Colin. Colin, right? Yeah, it's Colin.
Oh, that's funny.
It was funny.
Anywhere in the world?
Yeah.
Rome.
I think it'd be really cool to Rome. Visit Rome.
Rome. I love that time period. That's another thing. Okay, well, before we get into Liz's question, you can go back in time to any, like, one event. Where, like, or go back in time to anywhere. Where are you going back to? I'm either going to say the, like, ancient Roman times or the American Revolution.
I like the American Revolution part. I'm going to have to say like on medieval days.
Oh.
Like so the crusading
joust.
Days.
You're going to go joust people. You're going to be a knight. You want to be Liz's knight in giant nah. armor.
Nah, I'll be what do they call them? Jokers.
Jesters.
I'll be a jester. I'm just a funny guy. Funny looking.
You beat me to it.
I had to beat you to it.
Superpower.
Are we talking about real superpower or like a superpower where like nobody knows about it? You know what I mean?
I don't know. The question just said superpower. We'll do both.
Okay. So I'll go first. I'm going to go with like an intellectual superpower. Like where you can read people's minds.
Yeah, but then you're going to hear some things you don't want to hear.
Yeah, well, if other people had that too, they would also hear things that they didn't want to hear when they read my mind, so... I wouldn't mind having it, because then I could just look at Liz and know what she wants to eat, you know?
No, you know what she's going to say? You know what her mind's going to say? I really don't know what I want to eat, but I'm going to complain about everything. I'm going to complain about everything. So, like... What do you mean by girls who have like a superpower you actually have?
Yeah, like not like super strength or where you could fly or, you know, spider web shooting out of your wrist.
That'd be cool. I'm going to say...
Or like you could stretch.
I'm going to say invisibility. Like, because you know how easily it'd be...
That's a real one.
Yeah.
I guess the only not real one would be reading people's minds.
Well, you can't be invisible.
I mean, yeah, I guess not.
Because, like, if I was in a situation, like, Liz got mad at me for something, I'd just go invisible and, like, she'd be like, where'd you go? And I'd just leave. And be like, oops, sorry. I'm out of here. Yeah, that'd probably be a superpower.
Okay.
Ford, Dodge, or Ford.
Hang on.
What?
What about the actual superpower?
I don't have an actual superpower.
Like, I'd super strength, of course.
Huh?
Like, that's one I would pick.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant, like, you actually have it now. I'm like, no, you don't.
I almost shot at my guns. I almost flashed.
I'd be like, no, you don't.
Would you be, like, flash, like, speed? Shoot lightning bolts at people?
I'd fly.
That would be cool.
I'd just fly.
What if you, like, were up in the air and forgot how to fly? That'd be a problem,
like,
wouldn't it?
I feel like being able to fly is kind of like riding a bike. You just know how to do it. You don't forget how to.
Yeah, well, we'll never know, will we?
No. All right. Ford, Dodge, or Ford? I'm going to say he's not a Chevy man.
Definitely not a Chevy man. Definitely Dodge.
I'm going to say, you know what? Chevy.
I don't think that was in there. I don't think that was in there.
Quote of the day, I'd fly.
I'd just fly. We're going to put that on a t-shirt and sell it.
Yep.
Nobody take our idea.
Fly. I don't know where I'm flying to. Anywhere, because I can. Cowboy times, Betty said. Grandma Betty.
You know.
Cowboy times would be sick.
That would
be. Gunslinging. Guess who would shoot Jesse James? Me.
Probably not you, because he'd probably shoot you first.
Nope. I'd be invisible. I'd fly, go invisible, shoot Jesse James.
That's fair, I guess. Here's an update on our milk Red Bull.
Yeah, it's don't do it.
Almost completely separated. Don't drink it. Unless you want to die, I guess.
Is it like solidified?
Yeah. Oh, no.
Oh, it's clumpy.
No, thank you.
It's like cottage cheese.
Stick your finger in there.
No.
Yep. All the way. Oh. One knuckle deep. Stick a knuckle in.
Oh. Smell it.
Nope. That's why I didn't. Wait. You gotta try it at least three times to know you don't like it.
I don't have a napkin.
You don't want to wipe it on you.
All right.
Oh,
I can't read that.
If you had a time machine and could travel to any time in the future or past, when would you? Didn't we answer that?
No, and any time in the future or the past.
Would you change something if it didn't suit you? Okay.
Okay. Here's my thing.
Hang on. Let me reread that.
Change anything? Would it? Change what happened previously is the biggest question. Like, so if I go to the future and I'm like, I see how I die. Like, say I die in like a car crash.
You just quit driving cars.
I wouldn't say like get in the car that day. Like, change to not get in the car that day. Would it affect what happened previously before that? Like, would it have changed something? You know, like those people say, oh, it changes your timeline. Like, what happens then? If it didn't have any effects, oh, I'd for sure change it. I'd go out in a more peaceful way. Like getting kicked in the head by a giraffe. It doesn't change. Okay, I'm sorry, Liz. I didn't know you asked the questions and you make the rules.
Yep.
I'm just kidding. Please don't get mad at me.
That's a short one.
Yeah. If it didn't change it, no, I'd just be like, I would change something. If it didn't change what happens.
The outcome.
Well, not the outcome. It didn't change the timeline. Like say, oh, hey, if I change to where I don't die in a car wreck, but it means I never met my wife. Like, then it'd be like, I wouldn't do it. I'd just die in the car wreck. But if it's like, oh, it doesn't change anything, I would obviously just change it and you know, for the better.
Yes.
Yeah. But would you go Future? I think I'd go Future. If I had the option to choose between Future and Path, I'm definitely going Future.
Yeah, because everything that you did in your past made you who you are today. So
you don't. Your past doesn't define you. It defines who you become.
Right, it's supposed to.
Kinda. But I said it more intellectually.
Yeah, just like today, when we were talking about murder.
Yeah.
Murder, homicide. I just made it sound cooler.
Homicide, suicide.
We were talking about the Red Bull milk, by the way. What were we talking about?
I don't even know.
I don't know. It was right after that we talked about Red Bull milk, though.
I think it was the future. Me riding with you in a car.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, future. But what would you do in the future? What specific event would you want to see? Like, how you died or when you died? That's it. We'll get into that in a second.
Okay, so what if it's not about me?
Just go in the future, see something else?
Like, what if somebody else dies? And I can change that?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know what I mean?
But you only get, like, you can only change one thing.
What if...
You know what I mean?
Here's my thing. Think about this. You go so far into the future...
You're already dead?
No. You go so far into the future to where you can, like, find...
Hey, Alex Brown. Nice to see you come in, buddy.
Okay. Anyway, you go so far into the future that it's to the point where they have, like, medicine. Like, it's a shot to give you where you live forever. You grab as many of those you can. Steal them.
Like a vaccine.
Yeah. Not really a vaccine, but kind of like a vaccine. Or like
kind of.
But you steal them all, come back to where everyone in your family is alive, and just... shoot them. That way you have them for forever.
So I've seen a movie.
And then they're never going to catch you because you stole them in the future and came back.
Right. So I saw a movie about that one time. It's Twilight, and they hated it.
Well, Twilight's fake.
Well, they were werewolves. No, they were vampires. I'm sorry.
That could live forever. Would you change the 2020 election?
Sorry, Cassandra. I didn't see you come in. That's my bad. And yes, your chopped liver.
I don't know if I want to answer this. Are we going to get political? It's a good question. I definitely have an answer for it.
I mean, it's just a simple question. Yes or no questions. You don't have to go into detail about it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Leave it at that.
Yeah, we'll leave it at that. Twilight is dumb. I'm reading that correctly. Twilight is dumb. Yep.
Twilight is garbage.
I like the way you think, Lizard. Thank you, Cassandra. I agree with you. Twilight is dumb.
You better have a good dinner.
Yeah, what was for dinner? That's what I want to know.
You know what's not? What he didn't get for dinner? A $50 gift card like last time. He was upset he didn't win.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that. Speaking of, we may or may not be doing another giveaway soon. I said may or may not.
News to me, I don't know.
You never know.
I'll let him control that one. Would you go into the future to change... I'm trying to think of the way to word this. I don't know how to word it. I have it like the idea in my head, but I don't know what I'm trying to say. I don't know. Jeremy won. Yes, Jeremy did write a paper.
And it was very good.
It was a very good paper. It was very good paper. Very intellectual.
Yeah.
So, Jeremy, Liz will be giving you a $25 gift card to your choice because she said it.
Yeah, she said it. We were just here for her. We were here to promote her.
Her business. Her $25 gift card business.
Yep, that's it. I didn't know what I was trying to say.
I could tell.
English.
He did write it in APA format.
Yes, all five pages.
He met the guidelines.
I was surprised.
And, I mean, I'm probably going to read it again. I've read it like twice.
Yeah, it's kind of funny.
It's good.
I like it.
I honestly expected no one to do it. And he actually said he didn't want a $25 gift card.
Yeah.
He wanted to be on the show.
What do you say to that?
I say we're people pleasers. There's a spot here. Don't know when.
There's a spot. We will get you on.
I promise that. We're going to have to figure out
when and what. And we know where because it's going to be right here. And you're going to be sitting Over there.
Over there. It's not on camera right now.
Right there.
Hey, I got a Snapchat.
We're that's interesting. Ooh, why isn't she watching our Vault Live?
Anyway, we know who, too, because it's going to be...
Would you hug the Easter Bunny?
Yeah.
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 Most definitely.
I'm best friends. I'm going to dap him up, handshake, see your handshake. I'm going, shee! Shee!
I'm not doing that.
Shee! Shee!
I'll do that, but I'm not.
Okay,
we went to the Hilltop Tavern by our house. Yeah, I know that place.
Wow. We're getting into detail here, huh? I'm sorry. How many restaurants do you go to, like a little bar?
That has
like
fried bologna. That
fried bologna sandwich. You have to try it.
I've had it here at the house.
It was like $4.
Not here at my parents' house.
It was $4 with chips. And I was like,
that's not bad.
Deal.
I mean, I can make you one here for like 35 cents.
No, I'm not having relations with a woman.
Hope he's not having relations with a man.
Not having relations with a man.
You never know.
Promise you that.
He might come out here live on the...
No. I'm not gay.
God. Okay, fine.
I'm not having relations with said woman or any woman at this time. No further questions. Thank you very much. I don't want to know who liked that. It's probably Alex.
Jeremy. Well, of course.
I can't just have friends that are girls and talk to them. Is that illegal now?
Yeah.
Okay, well, breaking the law.
You know, a song just came to my head. Dun, 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 dun. Staying alive. Staying alive.
All right, anyway.
Zac Efron walks in and wants to love you. Do you let him?
Doesn't mean I have to boink him. Sure.
Doesn't mean I have to love him back.
Doesn't mean I have to love him back. He can love me all he wants. Ethan kind of asked me a similar question the other day.
I don't know what I asked you.
I don't know who it was about. You said, you didn't even say it was a specific person.
Oh, yeah, it was just a...
I wouldn't have liked that. I know you don't have relations at all. Do I get that money?
Yo, yeah. Jeremy's like, yep, Zac Efron, I'll be your lover. You asked me the other day, you said, if a famous dude celebrity comes in and wants to marry you, do you marry him? And I said, well, what goes into this marriage? Do I have to do extracurriculars with him?
I said no.
You said yes.
Oh, I said yes.
You said, but you're doing the extracurriculars. And I said, no. I said, if it's just like, hey, for the show, and I take all of his money, why not? Why not? I mean, you'd be dumb. If he's like, really?
I mean, yeah.
You'd be dumb not to.
I mean, it depends on what money we're talking about.
I don't have to kiss him. If it's like $1,000, gone. No, never. We talking about a couple milli? Yeah.
Asking all Betty what marriage entails.
Nope.
Nope.
Nope, not asking.
Nope. Nope. Yeah, well, that's... we're not going to talk about that on air.
No, we got it the first time,
Jeremy. Yeah, you don't have to keep it either way.
We got it.
We got it. What would you like to talk about when you get on here, Jeremy? He said dang delay. Sorry. Ethan doesn't have good service at his house. We're just running on fumes here.
Yeah, hot wings. What kind of hot wings?
I think it means hot wings.
Are you sure you mean hot wings or hot wheels? We're not real sure. You gonna autocorrect that or?
I'm not gonna lie. If you want to talk about hot wings and hot wheels, I'm diggity down for that. I like hot wheels.
Well, we'll do another food episode maybe. Ooh. You bring the wings. And a sauce. I'll provide the plates.
I'll provide my company.
And he'll provide the company and camera.
We do a show like the Hot Ones. That's a good show. Ethan's going to puss out, I'll tell you that much right now. Like the Howl Ones.
I read it right.
I was trying to say, but...
Yeah, Ethan's going to puss out, I promise you that.
Nope, I'll wing for wing.
okay. I've seen you eat hot stuff. You're like, oh, it's so hot.
And it is, too. It's so hot.
Yeah, we'll definitely plan this. I'm down for that.
You mean diggity down?
I'm diggity down for that.
Diggity down.
Liz, do you have any more questions? I know you do. Alex, Grandma Betty, I don't know who all is live right now. All in here. We have 7. Cassandra, do you have any questions? Anybody? You know, we're just out here to interact with you guys. I'll bring the good beer. It better be Bush. That's all I got to say. If not, I'll have some for myself anyway, so it's all good. She asked the same thing. It's not the same question, but it's the same concept every time.
Never. Always in the closet.
Never. Could never do that. It's what keeps us.
Oh, now we're getting into some real deep stuff.
It's stats don't lie.
Yeah, one killing 3,000 damage.
Stats don't lie. Who has a higher KD?
Don't worry about that.
Who has more wins?
In what?
Who has more wins total?
Don't worry about it.
Who has more games played?
Who has more deaths?
Who has more games played?
Me. I have more deaths.
Who has almost as many deaths as I do with more games played?
I don't know the answer to that.
You.
Yeah, me. I do know the answer.
They're holding hands below the camera. Wow, I got that up real quick, didn't I? I'm pretty good at letting hands go. We're not holding each other's hands.
Not this time.
You know where I'm going with that. Just gonna leave it there.
I winked.
Oh. I can't see you wink. Oh. Update on the milk. It's gross.
That's funny, Jeremy. Yeah, you definitely don't want to drink this right after you mix it. Or at all. It's almost become hard.
I'm just going to save this for later.
And drink it?
No.
I know what it feels like.
No, feel it now.
No, put it back down. That looks like a poorly poured beer. Poorly poured.
We have 6 of you. 5, actually.
Yeah, because I'm a watcher.
I don't know. You got any questions?
Yeah. Why don't you guys comment more?
I tried giving you guys a warning.
Yeah, we gave you like a day in advance. Like this morning.
Like 12 hours. Nah, like 8. I don't know.
It's definitely like 12.
I definitely forgot. I didn't post it at 6:30 this morning.
Well, it's like 7:20.
Yeah, I didn't post it at 7:20. Heflin.
Yeah, she's just as good as English as I am. Heflin, is you ever find a woman, do you want to be a stay-at-home husband or work?
Either, honestly. I'd be fine with whatever.
If you correct your punctuation and grammar, if you put some punctuation in there and correct your grammar, I might be able to read that correctly.
Yeah, no wonder you guys are married. You guys are literally the same person.
We're literally illiterate.
Oh, we're all illiterate.
Facts.
Depends
on how much she makes, I guess, huh?
Yeah,
I'd like to be a stay-at-home husband.
I mean, if we can get by with me staying home. I mean, yeah, I would want to work.
I mean, we could get by.
I know, but I'm saying.
Shut up, how?
I don't know. I don't know how to shut up. Oh.
Oh.
The garden tool?
Wow.
Wow. You can start gardening, yeah, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be fun.
We
start a garden of giant pumpkins, and every podcast we go out and check it.
That'd be cool. Yeah, I'd be stay-at-home dad. Husband, I don't know what you asked, but yeah, whatever. Yeah, sure, why not? It'd be cool.
You know how much the pumpkin seeds are for a giant pumpkin?
$12.
$5 a seed.
Oh.
You know how big them pumpkins are?
$25. 25 pounds.
No, like, it takes a tractor to pick them up.
Oh, you're a
tractor. I mean, like, giant pumpkins.
You're a tractor. How many kids do each of you want?
Ooh, that's a deep question.
No more than 4.
I'm going to say 2. No more than 3.
10.
Who is it?
Dad. No, because it'd be news to me too. So, hey, if you find something out, let me know. Someone's not telling me something, let me know, I guess. I don't know. Yeah, I'd say 4's like almost too many. I'd say
yeah,
2, preferably a boy, girl. But 3 maybe.
2, I don't care if it's a, you know, mix or the same.
You don't care if it's mixed?
I hope it's not.
Looks like you're not having 3 kids. Guess we'll
have
2
with this one and 1 with another. Oh. I'm just kidding.
I heard Ethan got hired on a fishing boat as a bait.
Oh boy. Don't read that. Don't read that.
I heard Ethan got hired on a boat, fishing boat, and as a baiter. He's actually so good they made him a master baiter, and he's the best. I'll tell you right now, Ethan's a great master baiter. I've learned firsthand. Jeremy knows firsthand.
Yep.
Alex knows firsthand.
Yep. Liz knows firsthand.
Liz does not know firsthand. Because you only masturbate with us.
That's true. Yeah, you should have saw us on Wednesday.
We were masturbating everywhere.
God.
This is making me think. So, obviously...
What could that possibly make you think of?
So, I'm getting into it. So, we're thinking about keeping the vault, this podcast, starting like maybe family friendly, a little oriented more, starting a whole like brand, like the vault brand, and going off of that, going to like different channels, but still keeping at the vault, doing like maybe like a gaming channel, like a, I'm not going to say like R-rated, X-rated channel, that we can just talk about whatever.
And yeah, then we can answer.
That way we can answer more questions like that. And that way it's specific for people. That way, you know, we can just kind of get every audience we possibly can. Outdoor channel, you know, just doing different things. We're talked about that. If you guys think that's a good idea, let us know. You need more viewers than 6. Hey, guess what?
We got 7.
We got 7, so joke's on you. Now we got 8. So keep them coming. Shout out to Lillian, not Austin, because I don't know why.
For my hot mics.
Oh, they're bad.
Yeah, it's just me yelling the whole time.
Yeah, we give you the deets about a bunch of things. Things that some people may not want to know about.
Like what?
I don't know.
You gonna tell them about theirs? I guess they didn't ask, so I guess we don't tell them.
What?
About the coffee table.
Yeah, they didn't ask.
Good times. Yeah, don't ask about the coffee table.
I think I was wearing this hat too, wasn't I?
Yes, that was the hat.
Each other.
You bought that hat for the weekend, didn't you?
No, I had this hat for like 2 years.
Yeah, but we're going to say you had it for the weekend.
I mean, I wore it every day that weekend. Each other. No, we're not going to talk about each other.
We might talk about each other.
We will, but it'd be more like details about each other's life. So, the stuff that grandmas probably don't want to hear.
Yeah.
The stuff that Jeremy wants to hear, because I know you, Jeremy. You dirty
I know
dog.
You, Jeremy.
You dirty dog, you. You want to know the deets. I think Lillian and Austin left us.
Yeah.
Because they joined in, they just turned out real quick.
They said, we'll see you.
We'll just see you. I'm sorry, Austin, if you're still here. Hi. That makes you feel better. Going back, though, yeah, your hot mics are rough. I am a man of cloth. Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
I don't either. How dare you? I think it means he's a man of Jesus. How dare you? I'm sorry. I jumped to conclusions.
Yeah. If I jump, I'm jiggling. That's all there is to it.
Hey, jiggle.
See? I'm just kidding. I'm not jumping. I'm not jumping.
Reverend Jared. But, yeah, that may be where we can go from here. I think... I just kind of actually flipped off the camera. Didn't mean to do that. I apologize. You have been, like, doing nothing, I feel like. You just said...
I've been, like, talking to you.
Yeah, but I'm like, hey, you got questions? No.
What do you want me to ask?
I don't know. Something. I think I've thought of stuff. Ooh, merch.
Yeah.
Why did I mention that?
Not today.
No, I thought I mentioned that.
You did say it.
I didn't say it.
I'm just going to stare. So she knows I'm staring at her. I'm not. I read the comment. I'm just looking at you now. I'm not going to do that.
You know you're squinting. Hang on.
Well.
Anyway, merch. Yeah, I mean it's self-explanatory.
Yeah,
we're gonna come out with our own line.
When?
Of merch. I don't know, soon.
I don't know. You may get a cool hat.
Cool t-shirt. Hat, maybe a t-shirt, maybe some yoga pants that say something on the butt.
Yeah, like the vault with an arrow pointing down.
That would be funny.
You would rock them all the time.
Yep.
Cougars all right. For all, summer's coming. I don't disagree with that. That's actually a good idea. Good thing we've already thought of that.
We're selling koozies, It's going to have the vault. It's going to be just like our profile picture. You know, it's going to have the little vault and say the vault pod. $350 a koozie. No, let's say $4. Let's say $4. $4 a koozie.
I'm so glad we've talked about this.
What do you want to talk about? Let's talk about it right now.
Not all. No, we can't have business discussions. Oh, yeah. It gives people all their ideas.
That's fair. $6. They're going up. Bids are going up. I'm bidding myself.
Alright, I think we're starting to lose viewers now.
You know what we should do?
What?
It's going to sound bad when I first say it. Sell ourselves. Like I said, it sounds real bad. So like,
well, that's rough.
Okay, so you know how they sell people, like at auctions, like at celebrity events.
Sell people?
Like yeah, for like a dinner date.
That's the worst idea ever. Who's going to want to go on a... You're Jeremy. Married.
Yeah, you. I'm talking about for you.
Jesus Christ.
To get money for the vault.
Yeah.
So we can expand.
Let me just feel like a little poor, but I'm down for it. Okay, here's my thing. Jeremy, I've thought about that, but like I had an idea and Ethan and Liz shot it down so quick. So what I was going to do, Ethan could pick the placement... that he wants it, and I'm gonna pick the placement, but we each pick each other's tattoos, whatever we get, so it can be wherever. So if he wants it, doesn't have anyone to see, he can put like on his leg or whatever. They shot it down so quick. I thought it'd be the funniest thing to do like a podcast over. They thought it was, they were like, no, we're not doing that. I'm like, you can pick the placement, so I mean, you know, the tattoo is gonna be kind of funny. I know my hair's
nice, I hope you put a hat back on soon.
Sorry,
there you go.
But I'm not too good. Not of an idea not to do.
I don't know. I got a compass on my chest.
I full sent exactly. And I already have the idea.
Nope. Grandma said nope.
I already have the idea of what I want to get on Ethan. It's so funny. So when you're here, I'll tell you about it. Because I can't let Ethan know. I may have already told him. I don't know.
Yeah.
I did?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, he knows.
No, I was hoping you'd tell me again, though.
Nope. All right.
All right. Well.
Any last comments, questions? Would you ever get matching tats? So on. Depends.
I'd get matching tats with you. A matching tattoo, I guess.
Depends on what it is.
The vault?
I ain't getting the vault put on my body.
Okay, fine. It's just a fish. That's like, you know, one of them ones.
The Jesus fish?
Yeah. I think. Like just one of them stick fish.
Oh my, yeah, okay.
Get it on our little wrist right here.
Yeah, I'd get a magic tattoo of someone. Ethan gets a tattoo of mine. Yours also.
How about we just get a poster of that?
That'd be funny, too. That'd anyway, be cool. No, I'd get a matching tattoo going back, though. I've thought about it. Like, getting a couple of my family members thought, we all thought about getting, like, an Ohana tattoo. You know, me and family.
That'd be neat.
Yeah, so it depends on what it is. I like tattoos. They're fun. They're cool. I only got one, but I want more. I'd definitely, if it, like, matching tattoos have to mean something, you know?
Right. They don't, I would just, wouldn't just be get like, meaningless.
I wouldn't get one and be like, oh, dude, let's get a pufferfish.
I mean, it'd be a sick tattoo, but you'd have to come up with a meaning behind it.
You can't come up with a meaning, like, why? Why?
Because I'm a pufferfish.
You look like a pufferfish.
You're facts.
All right. Any last questions, comments, topics that you want us to talk about in future episodes? Go.
We'll give you a few seconds because it's delayed.
Yeah, I can see myself talking about it right now.
Yep.
Happy Easter. Happy Easter.
Yes, it is Good Friday.
Yes, it is.
Happy Easter to everybody this weekend.
Yes, happy Easter.
Be safe. Safe travels.
And if you're listening and didn't get to watch us.
That's a door. She wants to come out of the closet.
If you're. Yes,
I plan on it.
Grandma. If you're listening and didn't get to tune in live, happy Easter from yesterday. Maybe because it comes, this will be out Monday for everyone who listens on audio.
Yeah.
But for everyone live, happy Easter. We wish you a good time with your family. Hopefully you get to see them. Happy Easter to you, Grandma Betty. Happy Easter, everyone still listening. Never coming out of the closet because I'm not in it.
She's really consistent.
See what I did there? See what I did there?
No, I didn't hear
I said
you.
I'm never coming out of the closet because I'm not in it.
Those are facts.
Because
if I already wide open.
No, I'm not gay. 100% straight, like females. That's it.
Okay.
Other than that, I would say, as the cool kids say now, we are Gucci flip flops.
Gucci flip flops.